Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here on the show today. It is the end of the year. It is New Year's Eve. And tomorrow, a very, very interesting 2019 kicks off. So much stuff going on in 2019. We're going to find out the status of the Elite. We're going to find out if there's anything to All Elite Wrestling and All In 2. Obviously, we got the New Japan Tokyo Dome. The WWE is going to start the road to WrestleMania. SmackDown is going to be moving to the Fox Network in October of 2019. Obviously, they need big numbers. Not getting big numbers this week. We'll see what happens when they do the switch. It's going to be one of the most interesting years in decades for pro wrestling, perhaps. We shall see. Potentially. You never know what's going to happen in the future. The annual prediction show is coming up in a couple of days. We'll go over the predictions from last year, as well as take your calls for this year's predictions. I'll give you more information on that in the next couple of days. No show on Tuesday, New Year's Day. And in fact, I might not be around on Wednesday, although Mike Sempervivi would hold down the fort that day. Getting a new couch delivered after the old couch was vomited on by Filthy Tom Lawler during our annual Christmas show. And unfortunately, their delivery window was, yes, during this show on Wednesday. So we'll see what happens for Wednesday. But we're here today. Got a lot to get into. We're live. Toll-free 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is toll-free 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. We got some news on tonight's Raw. Probably won't do spoilers on the show today. We could talk about the show tomorrow. But I got the full lineup here if you want to know what's going to be on the show. We've got the WWE.com ranking of the top 10 matches of 2018. I want to go over some of these here today. Talk about them, find out what you think. We got more on Brock Lesnar, Daniel Cormier, Ring of Honor's got an upcoming show. Floyd Mayweather last night at Ryzen absolutely massacred his 20-year-old opponent. Got a lot to get into here today. We'll kick it off after the break. Stick around, everyone. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into here today. Yesterday we talked a lot about UFC. If you want to talk about that, you're welcome to do so. Raw tonight. We got a list of WWE's top matches of 2018. I want to go over some of those. But I got to read an email here. And I'm not sure if this text is from the same person, but maybe it is. And as a fair man, I want to read both of these. It's from Jeff here. He says, I have listened, Brian, to every single Wrestling Observer since the January 4th one in 2016. Your podcasts have become a daily staple of my life, and I have never been more disappointed in you than I am of your analysis of the John Jones situation. Brian, I understand you may think that he is a cheater. I get you might be disgusted with the venue situation and the testing and all of that. But your analysis of this pay-per-view was absolutely wrong and blatantly biased. I believe you shouldn't speak on this subject if you're going to completely disregard the work he's put in to come back, as well as the impressive victory he's just achieved. You spoke as if he beat Alex Gustafson thanks to his failed test over 15 months ago. Almost 3 years to the day, and I've never had an issue with your commentary, but tonight I felt the need to let you know I disagree with how you're treating this man, as well as your dismissal of the accomplishment he achieved last night. It was kind of sickening to hear from someone intelligent as you. And who the hell was that guy? Oh, anyway, forget this part. Love to go into detail with you, but this is already running long. I'm just hoping you get a chance to read it. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Wait, was that second part against me or against Paul?
I wouldn't even read it. So then I got another text messages here today. Another one. Maybe it's the same guy. He says, after watching John Jones on Saturday, I find myself still a fan of his heart. How bad of a person am I for that? All right. Here's the thing, everybody, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Listen, when I did the recap on Observer Radio on Saturday night.
Paul.
Yes. I started out talking about Amanda Nunes beating Chris Cyborg. And do you want to know what, everybody? Even if John Jones had not failed three tests prior to that fight, I still would have started with Amanda Nunes and Chris Cyborg, because Amanda Nunes ended the career of Ronda Rousey. She knocked out Chris Cyborg in under a minute. She destroyed Miesha Tate. She is the greatest female MMA fighter of all time. She may be the greatest fighter of all time. Now, I would not go that far, only because I need longevity out of her for me to call her the greatest of all time. I've seen a million people that have had like 1-2 year streaks where they just mutilated everybody. Shogun Hua, for example. There was a period in the mid-2000s where like he just was headhunting the top guys in the business.
Vanderlei through Pride middleweight.
Sure, but like looking back, I mean, there's no one that's going to say Shogun Hua is the greatest fighter of all time. He didn't have the longevity. So we don't know what's going to happen with Nunez. So right now I can't sit here and say that Nunez is the greatest fighter, or Nunez, I know people get very upset about that, is the greatest fighter of all time. But I think that you could probably say she's the greatest female fighter of all time because she ruined all of the other great female fighters. So anyway, that's why I started with her. Now, as far as John Jones, whether John Jones failed a test or not, okay, forget all of that. I thought that John Jones looked impressive on Saturday night, okay? I don't know how impressive, because his opponent blew out his groin and had no movement in the third round where he got killed. Now, before he blew out his groin, he stuffed every single one of John Jones's takedown attempts. Daniel Cormier watched this fight, and he was texting Dana throughout the show saying, I want John Jones, I want John Jones. He looks slow, he looks old. So, listen, I'm not the only person that did think John Jones looked like the greatest fighter of all time on Saturday night. Yeah, he won. Yeah, he beat a very, very good guy who also hasn't fought in a long time. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Been watching MMA since the mid-90s. I've seen a million guys that people salivated all over for this reason or that reason, and at the end of the day, it wasn't what they thought it was. And yeah, John Jones, he had a comeback, he beat the guy, but he didn't look like a world beater out there. I didn't think so. Daniel Cormier didn't think so. A lot of people didn't think so. Plus, his opponent got hurt. And even, like I said yesterday, I'm not even taking anything away from John Jones because his opponent got hurt. If you're in a fight and you hurt yourself, tough luck, it's a fight. But it happened. And had he not torn out his groin, I don't know what would have happened in the fight. Now,
I think you're being a little too nice about this.
The final thing I'm going to say is you don't seem to understand what I'm saying about this drug test failure, okay? If John Jones, you are believing the story that what was in John Jones' system was a metabolite left over from 2 years ago. I'm not sure that I believe that. John Jones failed 3 tests this year. He failed, I believe it was August and September, might have been July and August, I can't remember, but it was 2 in the summer. And the 2 in the summer, one was at X level, and the second one was lower. Then he passes a bunch of tests, and then all of a sudden, he fails another test between 60 and 80 picograms. Now, I don't know what happened here. Maybe it was pulsing throughout his system. But before I ever heard about pulsing, before I ever heard about all this crazy stuff that they're going out on a limb to explain, I mean, to me, that's the remnants of a new ingestion of the drug. Now, I don't know if that happened. Like, all of these experts seem to think it's... And actually, they don't even say that. They only say there's no evidence of re-ingestion. That also means there's no evidence that it wasn't re-ingested. There's no evidence of anything right now. All I know is he failed a drug test at 60 to 80 picograms, and then he was allowed to fight. All right? He was on drugs, and he was allowed to fight. Now, let me say one other thing, Mike. I want to make this clear to everybody, okay?
Good.
When I was talking on Saturday about TE ratios with WWE and how they will allow a 4-to-1 ratio, a 4-to-1 TE ratio, like a normal person, Mike, myself, Dave, whoever, you the listener, your TE ratio is 1-to-1. And it doesn't matter if you naturally have high testosterone or low testosterone. It doesn't matter because your TE ratio, whether your natural testosterone levels are high or low, your ratio is going to be 1-to-1. It only gets thrown off if there's extra testosterone in your system, likely from an outside source, okay? But just in case, they do a 4-to-1 ratio. Now, do you know what you have in your body right now, Mike, and myself, and all of the other male and female listeners? Do you know what we all have in our body?
What we got?
We have testosterone in our body, all right? So it's possible that for some reason you could have a 2-to-1 TE ratio without injecting any testosterone into your body, because your body makes testosterone. Do you know your body doesn't make?
What's that?
Turanabol. So it doesn't matter if he has 60 picograms, 80 picograms, or you know what? 1 picogram. Do you know how small 1 picogram is? I've been hearing about it all weekend. It's you take a salt molecule and you cut it into a million pieces and you throw it into an Olympic pool. That's 1 picogram of Turanabol. Let me tell you something. Nobody should have any Turanabol. Forget 1 picogram. Your body doesn't make Turanabol. So if you have 1 picogram of Turanabol in your system, you failed. Period. So that's it. I don't feel I'm being unfair to John Jones at all here.
I won't have to add anything to that, other than when you live with the personality you do, you can be an infinitely, amazingly athletic person who may be the best fighter we talked about. I mean, you may be the best fighter of all time. Maybe. Don't know. But if you don't think that people are going to look at him in the exact same disdainful way that he looks at everybody else, and the way he hides behind that cross to be a bomb thrower and to be really a really bad person, two things can be true. He may be the greatest MMA fighter of all time. He's also a disdainful relative, a piece of garbage that Rashad Evans, way back in 2011, warned us about. And since that time, he has hit a woman who lost a child. He has lied right out of his face about a lot of things, on top of just a lot of other disdainful behavior. So sorry that not everybody's going to hold this guy up on a pedestal and talk about him in glowing terms when they talk about his glowing fights.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A couple of things, we'll go to the phones and the WWE's list of best matches of 2018. I wanted to say one thing because I'm a fair man. I will give credit to John Jones for one thing. A couple of days ago at a press conference, some female reporter asked him about his drug tests, and he just buried her. And he did, in fact, apologize to her afterwards, publicly. So I will give him
he
that.
He completely. And she asked some awkward questions, and I don't think they were very good, but the way that Jones responded was, again, keeping in character with how he treats press conferences and what the pre-show one was like. I mean, it was nothing out of character for him at all. And, I mean, like all of his times that he says, I'm sorry, I mean, does he really mean it? I kind of doubt it. And that's unfortunately, much like his fighting career, and because of these tests and because of the issues he's had, you know, his apologies all have shadows that hang over them as well, too.
Person says, I am a different person from the emailer. This is the texter. You're right that the Tyrannoball should have never been in a system. That's indefensible. About his past, though, and personal issues, he has openly suffered from drug abuse, made mistakes from that. I get that we cannot forget about it,
but
being addicted to cocaine will turn you into a monster. John has some real demons he has battled. Time will tell if he has truly learned from it still.
He says he wasn't addicted. And let me tell you something. I wrote an article after everything had happened with Arizona of, like, being, you know, on this site about, you know, the fact that Jones does have problems. And I'm not at all insensitive to his obvious problems that he has, but there is an enormous sense of entitlement, and there is an enormous feeling that he is being protected and being cushioned by a lot of people now, up to and including not just his employer, but was supposed to be an independent drug testing organization as well as state athletic commissions. And the state athletic commission shouldn't be a surprise, because we've had these things with Floyd Mayweather, with Mike Tyson, with Josh Martin, with lots of guys over the years who have been able to game the system or be able to be looked at in a different way than other people. But with all of that said, because of that, because he does not seem to show any genuine remorse over anything for longer than 30 seconds, sorry, he has lost all the benefit of the doubt.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, Brian. It's BJ from Arizona.
Yep.
Hey, I just had a couple questions for you. They kind of go hand in hand, but they both have to do with Adam Cole. One, do you know what him and the Undisputed Era are doing at TakeOver? And also, did you see that awesome video of him and the kids at MSG?
I did. I was surprised that people were so surprised by that. Like, I guess that's not what all wrestlers do, but, I mean,
there's Adam Cole. I mean, he's been this guy his entire career.
Yeah, he's a super, super nice guy, but
he's
like a lot of
best.
Wrestlers are.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Adam Cole, but, like, I would say 80% of wrestlers would do that.
Well, I mean, if you're a wrestler and you don't do that, what kind of respect do you have for the business? That's what the whole thing was built on. Even the bad guys, I mean, in the olden days when there wasn't a camera around, but for the most part, not everybody stuck to their gimmick, no matter what the stories are. A lot of those guys would always be there for a kid because, my God, those are the people that you want to grow up and be wrestling fans. That's what we've lost now with the median age of 50 years old. The more you reach out to this generation, the more you touch them and make them fans. I mean, the more the likely they are to stick with you. And Adam Cole did that.
I don't know what the plans are for both groups, but I think that Adam Cole and Ricochet and Pete Dunne are probably doing the three-way for both belts, but we shall see. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
I have a question about the tag team tournament. Can you see Lay Cool possibly being in the tournament, since Michelle McCool is rumored to be in the Hall of Fame this year? Or do you think some teams from NXT that are sort of like strange bedfellows might show up, or even the UK.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. You yesterday called me and said that I was wrong, and it was going to be one set of belts over both brands. So, if you've got every woman on Raw and SmackDown competing in this tournament, why would you need Lay Cool or anybody else? You got enough teams.
Well, I mean, and that's, you know, Michelle McCool could probably do it, but I mean, has Layla L been around or shown any interest in doing this? I mean, I'd love to see her on TV again, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case. And just because I know there's a very big Sasha Banks and Bayley fan that listens to the show, and he is a love-hate relationship with me on Twitter, it seems like. He's always very, very nasty to me, no matter what. But Brock Marsh, listen, he tweeted me after me saying that you could see a scenario where Mandy and Sonya win this thing. And he responded back, the finals of women's tag title tournament should be at WrestleMania 35 with Sasha and Bayley versus Trish and Lita. Why? Because that's the only match worthy of WrestleMania with Sasha and Bayley as the first champions, not effin Mandy and Sonya. He didn't say effin, but here's the thing, dude. You're right. It should be Sasha and Bayley against Trish and Lita. It would make the most sense, especially if you are going to have a main event that features two of the other four horsewomen alongside Ronda Rousey, and at the very least will feature everybody involved into big matches. You're exactly right about that. But two things. One, do you really have that much faith in WWE to do something like that? I mean, really, they should. They could. But do you have all the faith in the world that they should do that? You shouldn't. And two, what are the odds they do something like that, and then one or two nights later, they have the one turn on the other one and clong them over the head with the belt? Because, frankly, if they do anything with those two, that's always lingering in the back of my mind. And unlike, you know, with Gargano and Ciampa and with other people, that's not a positive thought for me. So,
well,
the way
all
this
I know
whole
is
thing
this.
Is gone.
All I know is this. That would be a cool WrestleMania match, but that would require Trish and Lita to be inserted into a tournament where they're winning a whole bunch of matches over everybody else to go to the finals.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you
could
do
that, but like,
are
Lita and Trish going to commit to 5 weeks of television and regular matches? I mean, why not do the tournament finals and then Trish and Lita challenge the winners for a one-off?
One thing you can do, look, if NXT women, and you would figure they would be involved in this, there's a lot of things you can do, including, you know, if you have 2 or 3 weeks of tapings in one time or something like that. I mean, there's ways you could do this where, you know, symbolically, you know, to get there, you could have it happen, whether it be, you know, Shayna Baszler and somebody who's, you know, they take out a team or something like that. It may be a little bit of a cheap way to get there, but let's also, as this thing goes on, I mean, it's not like Trish and Lita couldn't play subtle heels. I mean, nobody's really going to boo, I don't think, Trish and Lita at this point in their careers. But, I mean, them doing heelish things, I mean, they obviously could both do that. So, again, it's fantasy booking of the nth degree. But, I mean, Sasha and Bayley against Trish and Lita at WrestleMania obviously is a passing of a torch and is a big match for Sasha and Bayley is cool. It's just, I mean, again, I don't trust them to do the right thing until I see them do the right thing.
All right, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey guys, Chris from Houston, Texas. I've got two questions for you. First thing is, I remember hearing a while back there was an update on the CM Punk and Colt Cabana lawsuit. I heard something about it being dropped and also something about there was another one filed. I hadn't heard anything much. I just wanted to know if there was an update on that.
If I recall correctly, Colt had his first, I guess the first one was thrown out and then he's refiling. But I don't know a ton of details on it.
All right. And then the second thing was I actually got one of the best Christmas gifts. I got Death of WCW on Christmas, and it was a wonderful book. So I wanted to personally thank you for
Please tell me.
Book.
Please tell me you got the right one.
I got the, I think it was the 10th anniversary.
No, I mean, but I mean, it was signed to the right person.
Oh, no. It wasn't a signed one. It was one that someone had just bought for me.
Oh,
so, I mean,
man.
It was good. I'm sorry.
God,
about
I
that.
Thought for a second there was like a AAA version of it or like a Jack Pfeffer version of the book.
No, at least one person got the wrong autographed copy, so I got to figure out who the other person was that got the other one. So, yeah, mistakes happen, but we'll make it right. Well, that's great. Merry Christmas.
Yep. But, yeah, like I said, I did have one question regarding the book. At the end, there's a an epilogue that lists a lot of TNA's accomplishments, shall we say. And at the end, you leave a little note saying the story will be told another day. So I wanted to ask you, are you going to be writing after the 100 things WWE fans should do? Are you going to be writing the death of TNA?
I have no plans to write the death of TNA. I think when I wrote that, I mostly figured that at some point somebody would write about the death of TNA. But listen, everyone, here's the story of TNA, okay? Nobody ever paid for anything that they did. I shouldn't say nobody. There was a very small number of people that paid. So to me, like, I'm not going to waste... you know how hard it is to write a book? Like, there's a commercial that airs on Sports Byline talking about how writing the book is the easy part. I want to punch the computer every time I hear that. Like, writing a book is so hard. And if I'm going to write a book, I want to sell the books. I want people to read the book. Death of WCW did 80,000 copies because it was about WCW. Like, Death of TNA is doing nowhere near 80,000 copies. The 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know or Do Before They Die, it's a big publisher. It's WWE. Like, it's going to sell a lot of copies. I have no faith that the Death of TNA would sell a lot of copies. So it's just not worth the work.
Especially when, what are they doing, about 25,000 viewers?
Yeah, it's just not worth the work. All right, very quickly before the break, you're on the air. What's up? Up.
Hey, it's Peter from Dallas. I have a quick question. With the focus of Mania being on the women so much this year, I was wondering, what's the plan for the men's world title?
All right.
Is the plan still...
Well, we'll talk about it after the break. We're right up on the break. I apologize. Back in a moment, talk about the Mania men's main event and the best of 2018, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is almost here, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. And you also get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR, that's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Promo code BAR.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're shutting down the phones for now. We got a lot of stuff to get into here today. Last caller asking about the men's matches for WrestleMania. I mean, as far as I know, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins for the Universal title. Although, that could change. I am not confident about that for a lot of reasons. Let's see what happens at the Royal Rumble, and then we'll talk more about that after a while. The Royal Rumble plans that we heard in November-ish, I mean, those are already changing, and over the next, I'd say, probably 2 weeks, we're going to know a lot more about that. And that might play into changes at WrestleMania for the other titles. So we shall see. I would say that right now, nothing is set in stone. I was told this weekend 80% of the Royal Rumble has been booked. Might be a couple surprises in the Rumble, which is hardly news. And we'll see what happens as far as the top championship matches on that show. Floyd Mayweather, Ryzen last night, went out there after all that talk. Tenshin Nasukawa, 20 years old, his opponent. Mayweather, 41 years old. Man, he beat the hell out of this kid. It was like me and Marco Stunt just ruined the guy. And that was that. So, didn't look like a work to me.
What's everybody whining about?
I don't think anyone's
boxing guys
whining about anything.
Crying, MMA people crying.
This is
terrible.
For what?
Oh, what a farce this was. It was a four-round exhibition. And if anybody, you know, should be upset about anything, it should be any kickboxing association in Japan. I mean, Tenshin, God bless him. I mean, granted, he was probably 25 pounds less than Floyd. I mean, Floyd was probably about 150. I don't know what they said he was, 150, 155. Tenshin's a small guy. He fights at 125, and he was probably maybe 130, 135. I mean, he looks so much smaller. And he just got, I mean, Floyd was throwing not even three-quarter speed. I mean, he was just kind of like, you know, backstep big brothering. I mean, there was very
was awesome.
Little landed,
it's my kind of fight.
Landed hard at Floyd at all. I mean, this was not Connor and Floyd at all. But, I mean, if anybody's got anything to be upset about, it, or it's kickboxing, because they just looked awful and not being able to take a punch. And granted, two different sports, but even then, I mean, Tenshin was hit with nothing by Floyd Mayweather standards and was flopping all over the ring. He was knocked down three times in, what, a minute and a half?
It was quick. It was quick. You can check it out. The whole fight's on Twitter, so it should tell you a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't aired as a part of, for whatever reason, I guess licensing and rights versions. It was not airing on Fight TV, but immediately it was everywhere on Twitter. And much like the Nunez and Cyborg fight from a couple nights ago, I mean, it's a hell of a thing when you can watch an entire fight on Twitter.
All right, so WWE's list of the 10 best matches of 2018. Actually, very quickly before that, here's the lineup for Raw tonight. Spoilers are on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com if you want to check them out. Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler in a cage match. Nia Jax and Tamina versus Ronda Rousey and Natalya. We got the Battle Royal. The winner gets a shot at the Intercontinental title in the main event. Dean Ambrose faces the winner. We've got Bayley and Ember and Sasha versus the Riot Squad. Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and appearances by Shane McMahon, Elias, and Triple H. So that's coming up on Raw tonight. We'll talk about it. I don't know when we'll talk about it. I'll talk about it tonight on Observer Radio.
After a while? That's when you'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it again after a while. So, top 10 matches from WWE.com for 2018. In first place, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte, Last Woman Standing, SmackDown Women's Championship. Well, that was a great match. I'm not sure that I would say that was the best WWE match of 2018. Because my vote actually would be the NXT TakeOver Chicago, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano street fight.
Are they including those, though, in their little pool here?
Yeah, it's number two.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'd have to look. They had all those matches. I'm trying to remember which one I liked the best. Chicago Street Fight. Which one was the one I liked the best? What was the Mania one? Ciampa Gargano over Mania. Let me see here. WrestleMania 2018. Let's check it out here, everybody. I'd have to go through my own personal star ratings, which are locked up in the vault. This would be NXT TakeOver New Orleans. This would be Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. Yeah, that was the one I liked the best. So is that even on their list? Let's see here. Doesn't look like it. Well, how about that?
Is the tag match between Mustache Mountain and...
Well, first off, number three is Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan Survivor Series. I did love that match.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
I don't know if I would say that that's better than Becky Charlotte, but I love that.
And you know
match.
What? Why they're putting it there is because of the names involved, too. But I think if you look at it with a critical eye and what was done by Daniel Bryan and that whole thing, I mean, to me, it's even more impressive if you're a big fan and a hardcore follower.
We had the Undisputed Era Mustache Mountain, July 11th, NXT Television.
Good.
That was...
undeniable.
That was for sure better than Becky Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I'd have to watch it again. It may have been better than Ciampa versus Gargano at TakeOver Chicago. May have been my favorite WWE match of the year.
You know, I like more than Becky Charlotte, too, and I don't know if it's on this list or not because I'm not looking at it, but Asuka Charlotte, except for the ending, I thought Asuka Charlotte was great.
Asuka Charlotte was good. We got Seth Rollins Miz for the Intercontinental title at Backlash.
Huh?
All right. Let's do a little bit of investigation here. I'll try not to waste some time. Does anybody remember, without going back, Seth Rollins Miz at Backlash?
I remember it happened, and I don't remember anything standing out, though.
All right. Let's go back to my report on this, because I have all of my files right here in front of me.
Not locked up in the vault.
No, they're right in front of me. Seth Rollins versus Miz for the Intercontinental title. I wrote here, this was the Seth Rollins show, and he was one of the best wrestlers in the world in this match. So yeah, I must have thought it was really great. There you go. Not great enough to think that it was better than Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain, or Ciampa versus Gargano in the street fight. We have Seth and Dean versus Ziggler and McIntyre for the Raw Tag Team titles at Hell in a Cell. That's another one. Anyone remember that one? Let's go back to my vault here. All right. This would have been September 16th, WWE Hell in a Cell. I know you're all astounded by how quickly I can pull all of this up, but that's just how I've got everything here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins versus Ziggler and Drew McIntyre for the Raw titles. Renee at one point in the match said Dean had the best work ethic of anyone she'd ever seen, which I vomited when I heard that.
Well, maybe she's looking at that from a different perspective.
And at the end here, I wrote, very good match, excellent finish.
There you go.
So, not match of the year.
Yeah, but they make moments, so that moment was what they really meant as far as being on the list.
Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano for the NXT title. From
that was a good one, but...
TakeOver Philadelphia.
Yeah.
There's a
lot of good stuff on that show, obviously, WrestleMania weekend, and it was a really good match, and I that's nice.
That wasn't Mania weekend.
Well, whenever it was in Philadelphia, what was that?
Mm.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter. What matters is, good match. I don't know if I'd put it in my top 10. I don't even necessarily know if I'd put that in my top 10 as far as even NXT matches, although it would be close. Again, that's another one where the ending and the story that was told, I mean, boy, that was, for an old wrestling fan, that was good stuff.
What show was that?
That's February? I'm trying to remember what pay-per-view was in Philadelphia.
It'd be NXT TakeOver. So the same day
as was it?
New Japan. Is that possible? Johnny Gargano with his family. Adam Cole, Aleister Black. Is that the show?
What does it say in your notes and your reports over what
day
it
was? Well, I got to find it. Okay, so this was this
it
was
must be in the vault.
February 1st. Andrade Cien Almas, Johnny Gargano for the NXT title. I appeared to love it. Yep, 5-star. And I wrote, if there is a better WWE match this year, it'll be an amazing year. Well, it was an amazing year.
I do remember. Absolutely, this now. An amazing year.
Yeah, five-star match. Gargano got the five-star match there and at WrestleMania. So really, like as far as like MVP for NXT, I guess it probably should be him.
Yeah, and that's also okay. So that show also had Aleister Black, Adam Cole, Ember Moon, and Shayna Baszler, Velveteen Dream, and Cassius Ohno, and Undisputed Era and Authors of Pain, which I remember was very good. And then there was some stuff that was also taped, including the Roderick Strong, Tyler Bate match, which was another really nice match, too. I mean, that was a nice show. It wasn't an epic one in comparison, but really nice show.
All right. And then we have the John Cena, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Miz, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, Elias Gauntlet match. I presume that was the 1 hour and 30-minute match or whatever. Mm. It was long. It was not anywhere near one of the great matches of 2018 in WWE, especially not in the top 10. So then we've got a totally random match right here. We've got the – oh, no, I'm sorry. First, we got Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Stephanie and Triple H. That was the best match on WrestleMania, but it was not one of the best matches of the year. And finally, from the August 22nd SmackDown – The New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers.
What?
Yes. Hmm. A SmackDown television match. I am pulling it up right here from my vast archives.
Now, to be fair, when that thing, their matches started, or that feud kind of happened before the injury with what's-his-face, Vintner.
No, this was the injury. He had been injured, and so this was the match where
I mean, those
titles.
Matches were good. I mean, that you can't say they weren't hammering each other, so that I get it, but again, I don't know. There's a lot of other things on that list.
Yes, my report says main event was good, rest of the show was meh, and the Becky thing was enough to turn me off to this show as a fan. I believe this would have been the show where Becky came out and everyone was totally into her. Yes, and they were trying to get her to be a heel, but the fans rejected the promo and chanted her name and booed Charlotte, so... There you go. That's the top 10, everybody. What do you think? Got a few minutes for you to text us here and let us know. Let's see what people have to say. Where did the instant classic Taker versus Cena at Mania rank? It wasn't there.
What is John's path this year to Mania?
He doesn't have one. First says, Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, is considering jumping into a pro wrestling ring. Would you work with him, Brian? I'd have to see him work. And I'd have to see his size, and I'd think about it. What's so funny?
No, I mean, nothing. I mean, I thought jiu-jitsu was the thing that made every man equal in size, Brian.
It does. So I will only face him if he's significantly larger than myself.
Let me ask you
Seth versus
question.
Miz, the only good match at Backlash 2018.
Going back in time here.
Yes.
Since you're watching these old NWAs, would you be man enough at this point to step in there with a Ronnie Garvin or a Wahoo McDaniel throwing the chops?
I'd get in there with Garvin. I'm not sure about McDaniel. He's pretty big. I'd have a chop battle, and I'll chop battles with Garvin. I wouldn't back down.
Turn you into a pretzel.
Never. He'd never turn me into a pretzel. He couldn't even get his hands on me.
Ugh.
This person here says, Chomp and Gargano didn't count for the top 10 matches because it was not a sanctioned match. Oh, very good point, my friend. Very good point.
Yeah.
Quick point on the women's tag titles. Trish and Lita are great, but I'd rather see them boost the current women on the roster by giving a team that run to the finals.
Don't disagree.
Yeah. Mike brought up a good point about the lack of remorse. No wonder TMZ wants him on so much. What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Can't tell if it's a backhanded compliment or
not. I'm telling the truth on national TV the same way I do on national radio every single day.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Nightmare! Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Person here wants to know why the ladder match over the WrestleMania TakeOver weekend is not on the list. It's a damn good question. That match was awesome. Five-star match, baby. That and the Gargano match. And couple of others here before we go. Do you have a personal worst match of 2018? My vote goes to Reigns versus Joe at Backlash. I didn't think that was that bad. There have been, there have been way worse matches than that one. I'd have to go back.
I mean, symbolically, Nia and Alexa was a horrible one because it went on for so damn long. I mean, it really hurt both of them.
This person here says, Mike said Jones lacked remorse for anything he has done in his past. Yes. More of that. I still don't understand the point here. Person asking about that NXT ladder match. I don't know. This person here wants to know when the prediction show is. I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Not sure yet, but probably sometime this week, maybe Thursday or Friday. I mean, Dave's gone Thursday, so I mean he's not going to be doing his usual deal. So maybe.
Hey, you know what? And Thursday, I mean that and New Japan, we're probably going to talk about on Friday. You know, because of how the show's that show's going to fall, we'll be able to wrap that up. Thursday really might be the best day.
God, when is the Tokyo Dome? Is that Thursday night?
It's Friday, January 4th. So I mean, you know, Thursday
when
night
is it here?
Friday morning.
Thursday night, Friday morning here.
Yeah.
How am I going to do this? I guess we'll see what happens.
That one's going to be worth it.
All right. Well, everybody, we're out of time. I want to thank you all for listening. Have a great new year, everybody. Be safe tonight. Obviously, we will not be back on New Year's Day, but Mike, I believe, will be back on Wednesday. I may be there, depending on how this couch delivery goes. Got to get a new couch. There's this numbskull vomited all over my studio. It'll never happen again. Christmas show's going to be downstairs from now on. But that's it from here. Thanks, Mike, as always, for a great year. Everybody in the studio, callers and listeners, my main man, Dom. Talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.